involved at uwlorainecounty.org.
It's Tribe Talk and Tickets.
Ah, good morning, boys.
Monday mornings at 7:20 with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you by Dale's Marketing Deli in Elyria.
Then all we need to do is be one run better than the guy we're playing that night.
You'll get a weekend recap on the Indians and a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bobby D. Monday morning at 7:20.
I think we're sitting in a pretty good spot.
Brought to you by Dale's Marketing Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria on AM 930 WEOL and WEOL.com.
What's a great cure for the dog days of summer? A little drama, at least the good kind. Join the Lorain Public Library System's main library and the Columbia branch for their teen drama clubs. They're always looking for new members to explore dramatic techniques and learn about important theatrical performances.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, uggy, muggy. Scattered showers, low near 70. Friday, the risk of a little more rain, high of 87.
Muggy, cloudy, it's 84.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Well, you'll be able to hear some music like this over the weekend at the 35th annual Cleveland Irish Cultural Festival. Should be great, great stuff. More than just music, though. Should be a lot of interesting things going on there. Should be an absolute blast. And joining us on the line right now to tell us more about what you can see at the 35th annual Cleveland Irish Festival is John O'Brien. John, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. We appreciate you joining us here today. So it all begins this weekend, right? The 35th annual Cleveland Irish Festival. Let's begin with the, before we get into anything else, let's begin with the music. What kind of music lineup do we have?
Oh, my goodness. We have 24 band on 8 stages running all weekend long. Every band here is here every day except for Gaelic Storm. If you've ever saw the movie The Titanic, the band that was in the steerage when everyone was dancing like crazy in the movie, that's Gaelic Storm. They're going to be here at the festival this year. That is a big, big draw for anyone. We also have traditional music. We have Celtic Rock with the Boys from the County Hell, The Prodigals at Mary's Lane, Cherish the Ladies. The international group will be here, Socks in the Frying Pan, and 20 more bands. So it's looking like a great weekend.
Very, very cool stuff. Sounds like it's going to be a blast. And, boy, this is interesting because, you know, 35 years, that's pretty impressive. It's been going on for the better part of 4 decades. Let's talk about how the festival has changed and how it's improved over all those years.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. I've been involved since the start. My dad started the festival. Got together people in 1982, and then in 1983, we held our first one, and that was 35 years ago. At that time, Cleveland had a great deal of people from Ireland living here. They'd come over here to find work or find a future, very much the American dream. Now in my generation, we call me the last or the first generation because people are not coming from Ireland to Cleveland anymore. There is still some immigration to Boston, New York, and Frisco, but Cleveland is not the hotbed that it was. I think with Cleveland's revitalization in the surrounding greater Cleveland area doing much better now, hopefully that will turn the tides. But we counted on the Irish immigrants and their kids to support the festival. That's probably the biggest difference, that now it's first and second and third generation that's coming to the festival, and we have to change our music and our offerings to meet their desires. So they want to hear the Celtic Rock. They want to hear Gaelic Storm or the Prodigals and try craft beers. So this year, for the first time, we have a St. James Gate Beer Garden sponsored by the Hooley House. And that's going to be just an Irish sports bar at a festival with craft beer tastings and sessions and jam sessions. In Irish, they call a jam session a session. And that means everybody joins in. So if you bring your own instrument, you can join in on it. Somebody will sing a song. Somebody will start playing a different song. And a whole bunch of people will join in. And everybody just kind of lets it rip. So it's a lot of fun to see that all weekend long.
And I would imagine that's got to be a lot of fun for you, too, because you get a chance to really see all of these generations come together and really kind of celebrate in a slightly different way, too. But I would imagine for you it's got to be really cool to see those cultures come together.
It is. And to sip out on the Midway and see all these people out here at the festival, to see third generation of my family alone, my nieces and nephews to be involved in the festival. So it's great to see a lot of nieces and nephews get involved, and now one of my nephews is having a baby. So we're thinking fourth generation of free labor.
Oh, wow. John, when you talk about the festival here, you've talked a lot about the music. How important is the music? You said it's evolved over time and people look forward to some different things, but you mentioned the bands that you have coming, obviously big names, people who have been in big time movies as well, like Titanic. How important is the music to a festival like this?
I think it's still the number one draw is the music. That I don't think will ever change, but the familiarity with it. I think our responsibility to bring in more and more people that people haven't seen before or have only just slightly heard about, and then they see them at our festival where the Irish immigrants would have known them by name, the Americans maybe don't. And so we have to try to present to them that we are on to their level. We have two ears and one mouth, and we listen to what they want to hear, and whether that be Celtic rock or they want the craft beers or they want to go dance and learn how to Irish dance, they do that here at the festival.
We're talking with John O'Brien about the 35th annual Cleveland Irish Festival. It takes place this weekend. Boy, all the different generations involved in this and all the fun you guys have had over the years, you've done a lot of really good work too, because you've raised a lot of money for charities as well. Which charities have benefited from this over the years?
We have three that we primarily use. Our total is $776,000 that we've given to local and national charities. Three of this year's charities, for example, are the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Holy Family Cancer Home, the Westside Catholic Center. We all get together, our board of directors, after the festival, see how we did, what went well, what didn't, and then we allocate a certain amount of money for charity. We pick 12 charities from that every year, and that's how we reach the dollar figures that we have, but also to have a big impact, as people did for us. Somebody met my dad when he came over from Ireland. Somebody met him. They helped him get a job in an apartment. And that's what we're trying to do, to help other people get started or to make that next step. Maybe it's a music scholarship, or it's helping an orphanage in Ireland, or even an orphanage here in Cleveland, like Father O'Donnell's down on East 35th. And we can help people as so many people helped us.
Well, and of course, you mentioned earlier the music is still the number one draw, but it's more than just music. There's going to be a lot going on. You did reference earlier the idea that there are going to be some craft beer tastings and things like that. What other kinds of entertainment is there going to be at the festival this year?
You know, it's really extensive. The ground is 117 acres, and we don't use all 117, but I'm not sure that we're too far off from it. So from the time you walk in the front gate, you can see the 10 breeds of dogs that are native to Ireland, like the giant wolfhound. And you can walk up and see 8 or 10 wolfhounds and pet them and see what they're really like and see what a 7-foot dog looks like, and sit down to the tiny Glenavy Mall, which could fit in my hand. And those dogs were bred to stand on a spit and run. And that's how they turned their meat way back in, you know, hundreds of years ago. So it's called the Glenavy Mall, and a tiny little dog. And of course, the ones that are well known, like the Cocker Spaniel and the Irish Setter, and those, they'll all be here as well. You go a little further up and you walk into your first stage of 8. And there are stages in dancing, bands from Ireland, from the U.S., from Nova Scotia, throughout Canada. So you have quite a bit of music chances right off the bat. You go a little further along, you might see the kids Irish dancing. And they have their fancy dresses and their wigs, and they really put their heart and soul into learning and performing the Irish dance. Even just a few feet further up is our Celtic Heritage Hall called Temple Bar, where you can see both local and national Irish interest exhibits. Probably our most famous exhibit is the one called Cleveland Immigrants Come and We Celebrate. So there's 20 panels of photos of Irish immigrants to Cleveland. Their wedding when they first came off a boat, maybe in New York or Boston, or even like my dad in Canada, in Montreal. And then they raised families here and come the second and the third generation. And you go right next to that, that's the St. James Beer Gate. And that's where you can have beer tastings all weekend and jam sessions. And there'll be Irish dancing. You can learn how to Irish dance. And there's workshops. Joni Madden, one of our most famous entertainers, plays a tin whistle. And she organized a group, Cherish a Lady. She gives a lesson. So anyone that wants it can come up and sit in on a lesson. You get a private lesson by one of the great entertainers in the world. So it continues. You go around the corner and you come to our grandstand. That's the Celtic Rock stage where Gaelic Storm will be performing. There's beer stations and food stations. We have more than 50 food vendors and more than 100 authentic Irish goods vendors. So if you want to buy an Irish sweater or a clotter ring or a piece of jewelry, you can find it right here on the grounds. So that's a very brief tour, but we have other areas that you would find fantastic. Our festival website really gives a lot of great detail. That's called clevelandirish.org, and you can see all the schedules of what's happening when.
Very nice. That's clevelandirishfestival.org, and on there it'll have details, tickets, location, all that good stuff, correct?
That's right. That's right. ClevelandIrish.org.
ClevelandIrish.org. John, thank you very much for spending some time with us and telling us all about the festival. Sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast this weekend. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing everybody, and thanks so much for letting us get the word out.
Absolutely, John. Thank you. That is,
have a great day.
You too. That's John O'Brien with the Cleveland Irish Festival. It's this weekend. Should be an absolute blast. Make sure you check it out. We've got to take a break. We'll come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Shares of eBay are down more than 3% in late trading after the e-commerce